Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
This door
is about my father
and the secret birthright that's been kept from us.
You're going after it.
We're gonna need a car.
Who's gonna stand there, Tick?
This is family business. And family stay together.
Bad for my own, scared for myself.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duse, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our bi-weekly recap. I keep forgetting that, messing up that word. Bi-weekly recap of the hit HBO series Lovecraft Country.
Is it a hit?
Yeah, it's a hit. It's a mega hit.
I've seen some places that's not calling it a hit. It's a miss.
No, I mean they can be critical of it, but like a lot of people are watching. I consider a hit like if how many people are watching? Is it being talked about every Sunday?
I literally just saw a post where it was like, Jordan Peele's latest miss or something like that, and it was talking about Lovecraft.
I think critics may criticize it kind of in the same fashion that we do, but in terms of popularity, like it's trending every Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got you.
I feel like it's the critics hate it, but
the fans love it.
Like I see people on Facebook and Twitter, they eat it up.
I see it too.
But this recap is dedicated to episode 7 and 8. So we'll talk about 7 first with titled I Am. This is following, you know, the biggest reveal that we had in episode 6 with William being Christina. Mm-hmm. And we kind of find out, I believe, in this episode that it wasn't like that the whole time, just most recently. I still don't know the exact timeline of it.
Okay.
But as you see, when you see the scene between Ruby and Christina, and she confronts her about it, that she takes her to that back room with the original white woman that we saw in episode 2, and William, who she explains, you know, she wanted to learn about magic ever since she was a kid, but her dad didn't let her because they don't like women doing it. So she got William to kind of Trojan horse that procedure, but obviously she ended up learning more and saying, fuck it, I got my own plan now. So what do y'all think about the relationship between Ruby and Christina?
Well, wait a minute. If she was William and the white girl, was she the white girl too?
Mm-hmm.
Was she playing both William and the white girl at two different times?
I think so. So she's got we don't know how long they've been dead up in that room.
Yeah,
though, right?
Well, we can only assume since the castle came down.
Because y'all said that was the same white girl. Is it the same actor or the same white girl?
It's the same white girl, but that's a good point. If they died when the castle fell, they may have both been alive, and then ever since then, she's been using their body. So when the white woman with the dogs was there, she might have actually been the white woman with the dogs.
Mm. Yeah, so I tell y'all last week, y'all didn't listen to me.
Yeah,
I told y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told y'all.
I be trying to let y'all motherfuckers know sometimes.
who said it was the...
I said that I thought that she'd been using him for, like,
from the beginning?
Because you never see them together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that threw me off because, I was like, maybe that's not the case.
Yeah, we find that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was asking...
That was out last week when I told y'all.
All right, Mike, you got it. All right.
This bullshit-ass show.
But do you like their relationship, Ruby and Christina?
I don't like nothing, bro.
Why you asked him?
This fucking shit. This episode,
Don't ask me shit.
Don't ask me shit, bro. Understand me? God damn.
It's
no,
confusing.
I don't like the...
It's really confusing, and especially when she gets to episode 8. I'm even more confused by it. I don't get it.
Stop jumping. Dude. Yeah. You be jumping. God. Damn, you can tell you don't get it all. I'm doing a boy.
I'm sitting here for Brandon.
I know. You sound just like me. You sound like me.
Nah, but for me, it's just like I don't understand why Ruby keep going back to her.
Shit.
She got some magic.
She got that good white dick.
Yeah.
It ain't real, Mike. It's magic dick.
Yeah, the magic stick, bro.
50 Ben told you about it.
Jesus.
50 Ben told you. you about that magic dick, bro. Oh,
shit. Man. You think he got a regular size one? You must be out your mind.
Right.
If you had magic, you'd probably have it.
That's what I'm saying.
She a white man with a black dick.
You'd be like, it's not even a black dick. You got like a giant fucking huge whatever dick. Yes, a sticky dick. Come on, man. If it's magic, you may as well.
Right. Jesus. Sprinkle a little bit on there.
Yeah, a little salt bay on the dick.
A little extra mo.
A little Larry's on here, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, but for me, it's just like you can see Ruby is conflicted throughout.
Ever what since. You mean?
She has been. Remember when she, when the whole, well, I ain't gonna jump, but you see how she deals with like the things she go that goes on in her community, the black community, and then like she's the only one that's really able to kind of like leave and kind of decompress for a little bit. That's what she goes when she goes to the north side. That's how I see it. She decompresses and she's like, this is the only time I can literally just be and not be a black woman, not be a woman, not be nothing. Just have my bubble bath and my magic, I guess, whatever it is.
Bubble bath and magic.
Is that selfish of her?
Yeah,
should she be doing more for her family for...
Times with were hard back then, man.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, given that opportunity, you'll probably take it too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just to get a break.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't want to be white just for like a couple of hours. Just for a couple of hours, just to see what it's like.
Back then, you
now, just... motherfucker. No, today,
you don't want to be white today.
Just for a couple of hours, you can go back.
Like how they be going back, how they shit,
you don't
want to
shit.
Fuck that. I'd like to see just for a couple hours.
For a couple hours? What just you gonna do in those 2 hours?
I could do a lot of shit. I could do more shit in a couple hours as white than we can do in years as black. It's easier. I can just go around slapping people. You know what I'm saying? I can spit on stuff. I can do all kinds of shit. Just a couple hours.
I get you. I'll say a day. I'll do a day as a white person. I'll just go to the bank and get hella bank loans. That's all.
There you go.
And then I'll
just buy a house, then go back to being black. Be like, it's my house. What are you talking about?
See?
I guess. Is Ruby and Letty's relationship, is Ruby being too harsh on Letty as far as like not letting her in? Like, you can see Letty's trying to make these efforts to build their bond together.
You talking about when they were talking in the windowsill? I think they kind of got over, you know, themselves and kind of relaxed and, you know, let things be where they were. You know, but yeah, I mean, she hasn't seen her in a minute, you know, they haven't seen each other in a minute. So, you know, they had to just kind of get over that and then kind of, you know, talk it out there. She was like, shit, yeah, I've been chilling, you know, lady. Shit, I can't even remember seven.
I think that was the one.
Hold on. What was Letty
Seven's
going through?
I am with Hippolyta.
Yeah, but Letty was like, cause she was gonna go with old boy, but she was like, nah.
Now I wanna stay here with some family.
I'm gonna stay here with Seven. Yeah, okay.
And we find out for sure that Letty's pregnant this episode.
This the episode we found out?
Yeah, cause she sniffed the pot.
She sniffed the
pot. And then
garlic.
She had to run off.
That's right.
She sniffed what?
The garlic.
The garlic in the pot.
She sniffed
that's
the pot.
Why we know, because I was confused about that too. I was like, why is she tripping?
She
over
got
garlic?
Nauseated. I think that's what it was.
Is that what pregnancy does? Yes. Always with garlic?
Not with garlic, but she just get hypersensitive. Your sense of smell gets hypersensitive, and little things can make you nauseous. I used to get sick just walking past the AT&T building. The smell of the bacon and the grease in the air would make me want to throw up every time I got off the MARTA station.
That made me sick too.
Yeah, me too. I think that just made everybody sick.
That shit, you just reminded me.
Damn, why you reminding me of that shit? I hated that.
Because I was mad confused. I was like, how do we know? Because she never, I mean, I know she held her stomach at one point.
Because she had a dream about
that
it,
dream
remember?
With his, yeah. Right? Is that his, who is that? His great grandmama? Who is she?
I think that's his.
I don't know. That's everybody's grandma.
That's not Hippolyta?
Man, she there. Every time somebody running out of the building, she pop up.
They said it. I just can't remember who she is.
She's her mama.
I thought that was the slave chick that the old white dude was fucking.
Titus?
Yeah.
But who
that's
is
his
she?
Grandmama.
She would be Tick's great grandmother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Think so.
Or is it just grandmother?
I think it may just be grandmother.
It's somebody.
The baby could be just, the baby that she had was his mom?
I guess.
I think so.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't care enough to really worry about it.
But the star of this episode.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The hippopotamus?
Hippolyta.
Hypochondriac?
Hypocrite?
Hepsi?
Right.
So I respect Hippolyta.
Were you excited to see Hippolyta's side of things, her perspective, her adventures? Because she just, once she, you know, got that little contraption to work, that little planetarium shit, she was gone. She was ongoing. Were you happy about her little adventures?
Absolutely not. Mm. And like, and I was, you know, Ken and I was on the same side, like how, you know, we was trying to give it a chance in it, because it usually comes together at the end, but like, nah, man, I was not interested in her story at all, at all. Like, it just wasn't interesting. And then Naomi made some remarks after the episode about it. And when I watched it the second time with her ideas in mind, I still didn't like it. Cause she was just like, oh, I like the body positivity and all that. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Okay, whatever. Cause she did wake up naked.
Yeah, yeah. And that's cool, but
it's not just her. It's
I know, yeah. I know, but I'm just saying, I had all of that in my mind the second time we watched it after you said, you know, what you said. But
it's still trash.
It still was just like, nah, I'm straight on this one. Like, I'm super straight on this one.
Seeing mama titties ain't enough to make me want to be like, okay, this is cool. Yeah. Once the alien with the fucking afro shit, up, I was
my God. I told y'all the aliens were coming.
You did. When that happened, I was like, damn, Kim was right. She going to space. And she gonna meet the alien.
they was chirping when they walked up and shit.
No, those were fun.
Yeah, but it was just that shit.
Angela Davis afro that walked, like, I was like, what? Come on, y'all. Afro fucking serious.
For me, I was like, man, they ain't got her in the Fortress of Sisterhood instead of Solitude. I'm like, come on, what?
That shit was.
I thought they were just assimilating to her because maybe that's what she's comfortable with as far as like an image, because they first had just robot heads. So I didn't know if they changed with her, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was supposed to be. It was still fucking stupid.
Yes.
It was unnecessary.
Yes.
You know, come on, man. She may as well walk there solid. Hey. She may as well do all that shit. It was just so fucking goofy.
Just do too fucking much.
Way too much. Just be an alien. Just be an alien, bro. You don't have to have an afro. At least not that big.
Right.
She had the platform boots too. Did she have a platform?
Did she?
I think she did.
Oh my God.
You gotta have an afro on.
She did not have to have an afro.
Yes.
It was picked out. And her name did not have to be Beyonce Say. Look at the credits.
It was Beyonce Say?
Look at the credits.
No, it wasn't.
Is that what is three a Beyonce E's or two C's? Like, what am I missing?
Look, you know, like, what was in the future.
Random, what was the random black chick on the motorcycle? What was that?
Oh, that was supposed to be cute.
Yeah. And that was a
safe road.
I saw it afterwards. Let me look it up.
Cause I was confused on that.
I didn't know either until I saw somebody, wrote about it after the shit went off.
I thought she was just hallucinating. She was gonna wake up.
I did too.
Nah, that was a real thing.
Yeah, I thought she was hallucinating.
But she just rolled up and waved, right?
Yeah, she waved, but then she
and
just.
That was kind of it? Like they were like flirting or something, it looked like?
No, it was like a black woman rolled across the world on a motorcycle, and she was like the first one to do it.
Oh, God, who cares? Like, that's what they're going for?
Come on, that was the thing.
Sorry, come on, like, this is random. This is black fun facts.
That really makes me dislike it even more.
Yeah. Bessie Stringfield, the black woman who biked across the U.S. alone during the 1930s Jim Crow era.
It just so happened just to be in that moment past Hippolyta.
I mean, they know fucking Emmett Till, so like...
Man, we're not there yet.
These motherfuckers know everybody.
We not there yet.
I'm just saying.
I thought that was dope. I thought it was dope.
Did y'all... Okay. Hold on, before we get to 8... For seven, Rod, did you at least like the graphics of like the, you know, the sci-fi stuff they did with Hippolyta
when they
threw her through the portal and all that?
Oh, the portal shit was kind of cool when she was falling and shit. But some of the graphics, like the aliens walking up, that looked terrible. That looked terrible. Yeah.
That alien's name was Serafina, aka Beyond Cest.
Oh,
Beyonce.
God. Oh my God.
This show is the epitome of corn.
You know what I think?
Y'all thought I was fucking around.
You know that album, I Am Sasha Fierce?
Oh my God. Oh my
do you think this had anything to do?
Oh my God.
She said it's I Am.
Oh my God. Damn, Nick, you done broke the code. You done broke the code.
Oh, no, I'm just saying shit at this point.
You know, it is, bro.
That's what it is.
She kept on asking her, who are you?
She did.
That's when she went to go be Patti LaBelle for about 10 years.
Wow, Nick.
Oh my God! And
fuck
Beyonce,
this show, man.
Beyonce in the suit and Sasha Fierce is like two. It's like her alter ego. She, oh my God!
This shit is so fucking stupid, man.
Nate, what did you think about?
Oh my God!
Adventure? I've been waiting for.
That's what they
like,
fucking did.
Okay, so.
Oh my God!
Did I like it? No. However, with that said, there are things that I grasped onto and things that I think a lot of black women who watch this are grasping into, the body positivity that I said. I've seen a lot of women saying that they just really appreciate seeing women who aren't shaped like the norm, and seeing Hippolyta nude and not having the picture perfect body was empowering to them. That's awesome. The idea of a black woman who Hippolyta is obviously mathematically and scientifically brilliant, right? And having to dim her light and dim herself, even with her husband and in order to have a family and in the world and in her community and just in general, the way black women have to dim themselves because of all the different intersections of racism, patriarchy, all that stuff. And some of the dialogue that they gave her was really good to me. It was moving. I think to a lot of black women who watched it, it was.
That scene when she was talking to her husband?
The scene when she was talking to her husband.
The dancer,
the scene
too.
Where she was talking to Josephine Baker. Mm-hmm. In particular. The warrior shit.
That's where I feel like, was that too much?
It was, but the whole show is too much.
No, but to me, that was like, why they always got to go back to Africa for the warrior shit? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
but again, I think people are gravitating to seeing a black woman in that realm and seeing a black woman be angry and a warrior and strong, et cetera, kind of like the Dora Milaje and Black Panther. It's like bringing that into another realm. People are gravitating to that. And I can understand why. Again, with this show, there are lots of nuggets that I tend to like. It's just too many layers on in one shit.
That are not done well,
and then doesn't go into the generalized theme of the whole story. Like, again, the same problem I had with the Nine-Tailed Fox. Do I need a whole episode of Hippolyta to get the plight of this black woman? I don't feel like I do. I feel like they could have done that within the context of the story and keep it focused on the story.
But I do like that they dedicated a whole episode to that, though.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, just to give, like, this woman's story, like, an hour to be told in this manner and using three or four different scenarios to highlight those things that you spoke of. Mm-hmm. Like, watching it, I got the feeling that's what they were going for, but I couldn't understand or connect with it because I'm not a woman. Mm-hmm. But I could feel it. So in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, there are some things that woman will identify with that I won't identify with, but I appreciate them like giving, you know, them the hour to themselves.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't you say that Ruby and Letty are supposed to be those characters to do that?
Not in the manner that Hippolyta is, because technically Hippolyta is brilliant. She,
which we find out this episode, we don't really
you get hints of it in, I think, like when they talk about the comet, yeah, and all that kind of stuff, like you get hints of it. And if you go back and watch, which I haven't done and I probably won't do, but if you go back and watch when George asks her if she wants to come on one of the trips with her, and she just seems so moved, like it, for someone who is that math, like smart, and someone who has that much of a mathematical brain to be stuck at home, having to raise kids and be a do the family thing, to the point where she's just so excited that her husband even is thinking about taking her on a trip. Like, how stifled is she? You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think that there are things that they've alluded to up to this point, and I completely lost my train of thought and your question, which was it?
You was rolling it for a minute.
About Ruby and Letty.
Yeah, being... so Ruby and Letty don't have the depth, I think, because they're not as smart as she is. Not a dumb woman, but she's obviously like a brilliant mind. So I don't think that they could do that with Ruby and Letty in the same manner because of the way that they're showing Hippolyta's intelligence.
Yeah, and
is it believable that she's that brilliant?
Yes.
Why not? It is. I'm just asking.
That's what I was bringing up as far
racist.
As like
we
No.
Remember the movie about the black woman that helped the space shuttle? I can't think of the title.
Oh, you're talking about Hidden Figures.
Yeah, Hidden Figures. That was what popped in my head.
No, but
see, that was more believable than Hippolyta to me for some reason. But I guess because they did a good job at showing that she was on the opposite end of that. Right.
I think it's not believable because the writing sucks on this
that
show.
Too.
Well, it just, it came out of nowhere. Like, it's just,
yeah,
like,
it's hard like you gave a hint of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're fucking Einstein.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I get why women like it. I'm not, and if they like it, wonderful. But the writing on this is just so trash that I can't even, I can't even get like excited about her being smart. Cause now you just threw her into a fucking portal and put her in a jumpsuit. Now you got her on stage with Josephine Baker dancing around and fucking things up. And you got her fighting. It's just like, what are you guys doing right
randomly
now?
They expose their titties and just start bopping real quick.
I mean, that was cool. The little flip the bra thing off was cool, but like.
I'm just saying it was a lot of, like you say, Nate, like it was a lot of random stuff just thrown all together.
But what I will say, I don't feel like it's executed as well as it could be, but right. I think what they're trying to show is just the many different facets that a woman has. Like I can be a mathematical genius and I also want to still be free and go out and dance and show my titties and do this. And then I'm still mad at the world and I can be strong and fearless as well as I can be this discoverer and this scientist. Like it's just trying to show the different facets of black women, particularly in ways that you wouldn't normally see. I just don't feel like they executed it cheesy.
It's too obvious. Because all the things that you're saying, it was obvious as fuck that that's what they were doing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're throwing her into these different dimensions. And when you look at it from a story standpoint, you're like, okay, for what?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, okay, your message is overpowering the story.
Right.
Yes. This doesn't make any sense. Like, why is she landing in Wakanda for a hot minute? Yeah. Then why is she over here? I mean, it's just like, come on, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, to your point, I feel like once we get to like the black women killing white men, like that was during
the little war part where they're running.
That was on the nose. I was like,
come on, y'all.
I could see it. But like you say, like it does showcase a lot of different things that we were unaware of her as well.
And I think there's a demographic that kind of needs it on the nose too.
Probably.
But this show though.
Yeah, like,
do you think that demographic is watching this show like that?
Yeah, but that's biggest fan base.
That's the demographic that is keeping the show alive.
Exactly. Yeah, at this
like
point,
a Star Trek
is not
fan
a,
base, maybe.
Right, it's not a complex.
What? It's kind of no.
I'm Star just Trek. Saying, what are you talking about? Star Trek is tight, bro.
I'm not saying Star Trek isn't, but I'm saying people that like that
it's like
sci-fi
good Tyler
type
Perry.
Stuff.
Huh? It's like
exactly.
Good Tyler
that's
Perry.
What
it's
I
like
think too.
Good Tyler Perry.
I'm surprised that a Tyler Perry crowd would like this show.
I'm not. You know why? Because I think that those are the kind of people that would watch this, and because it's weird, they're going to be like, damn, it's so fucking mind-blowingly deep. And they're just like, man, you got to really think about it. And they're the ones posting these whack-ass bullshit think pieces using the wrong fucking there and on Facebook about how awesome this show is. That's what I think. And that's great. I'm ecstatic that they love this show. I'm glad someone loves this show. Mm-hmm. It's just not for me.
It's a very basic show that is fantasy and now sci-fi, now that we got some aliens, made for people that like that sort of stuff, that don't want to overthink, that need stuff very on the nose in your face. Star Trek was not made for them.
But this isn't on the nose too much, though, Ken.
Huh?
If you have to Google that shit you just Googled, with the motorcycle person.
It's not on the nose.
It's not on the nose.
Well, some of the stuff is.
But it'll make you discover it.
But see, that's the point. It's like the concepts, some of them are on the nose. But it's like those details that they throw in there. That's all they gotta do. They throw in these little details. It takes one person to figure it out. They post it on Facebook and everybody's fucking mind is
blown. It was like Get Out though. Like Get Out was kind of on the nose, but it still had little nuances that everybody was digging into.
Yeah,
I don't think Get Out was on the nose anywhere near the way this is.
I think that point of that one person posting and everybody gathering the knowledge, I think that's important because it's a dissemination of the information to others from one off of this show.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's dope. With Star Trek, like you look at Star Trek, it's a bunch of fucking aliens and white people.
Yeah.
So
That was good.
Yeah, my dad watched it all the time, so I watched it as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm a fan. But now this is like a show with black people. Like, this is people that I can see and mm-hmm. identify with. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I can escape in that world because I don't have to imagine myself as, you know, this white guy. I'm seeing a black guy and a black woman with the one that's sane, one that's reckless, one is a fucking mom, you know, one reads all the time, one's damn black and gay and had to hide that shit. You know, it's just like all this stuff thrown into this pot.
And yeah, those
pot.
Gay moments, like black people ain't into that. Like, certain black people ain't into that shit.
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more posts like, why they got all these black gay men on
yeah, they not into that shit.
But I mean, that's everything that has a gay moment. Every movie, every show that has a gay moment, there's gonna be black folks online screaming and crying about it. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the point of the show, is to kind of force that on you. Not in the way they think, like, it's a gay agenda, but it's more so like, look, you have to understand that this is a normal part of black people. You just don't want to accept it.
Mm-hmm. What do you
so think, I'm with that.
What do you think about how Montrose and his relationship was showcased? Like,
with that DeBarge looking dude? Yeah. I can't get sucked into that either, really. It's just, I don't know, man. I mean, I think it's dope that they put that in there, because, I mean, making an overly straight show would just be like, all right, we've already kind of like, what's the big deal, who cares? But having, you know, someone that's in that patriarch position that is closeted gay, and then watching his son having to deal with that while also dealing with monsters and magic mm-hmm. and shit, I think that that's cool. I just don't fucking care.
Okay, so you weren't like taken aback by like Tick's reaction to finding out?
No, that's what I would expect him to call him the F word and then, you know, freak out and then run out of the room and shit. that's what would happen.
The scenes in a lot of common black families.
That's what would happen.
Especially around that time.
Yeah, because it wasn't accepted or even remotely common, mm-hmm. at least openly. It wasn't mm-hmm. common. So for him to find out that his dad is gay in the fucking, is it the 60s? What is it?
50s?
Yeah.
In the 50s? Yeah, of course he's going to flip out.
Man, the faces he's making.
Yeah, yeah, what? He mad as fuck all the time.
Like, yo,
he madder about that than he was about his uncle getting killed.
That nigga can act, man.
Now, he must have had like some jawbreakers in his mouth.
He did like his Sour Patch sour, faces and shit.
One of my last questions, like, for Hippolyta, as far as like, she had an opportunity to become, I guess, like a god, right? Remember at the end when they was like, oh, you found out who you are. You want to stay with us or you want to go back to Earth? And she was like, how can I fit all of this and, you know, my old life? And she's like, nah, but I do got a daughter I gotta get back to, so I'm gonna dip out real quick.
What she said, bitch?
That's how she did it. She was twirling around it. She spun around and exploded or something, brought it back together. I was like,
but she's still able to keep those powers or something like that, right?
Nah, she gotta give it up. I think
I thought she said she was able to still keep it.
What power does she
to
have?
Be able to like
she's an all powerful being at this point.
Yeah,
I thought that was just in this alternate dimension. So
I did too.
When she pops,
she's like, they said you don't need these anymore now that you know who you are. So I think she can do it on her own now.
What can she do?
So I think those things may her be able to go to different dimensions and stuff.
That's a shitty power. What kind of good is that?
Well, she could go to different timelines.
For what?
You know, alternate realities.
She's the discoverer. She's an observer.
Yeah. So now she's, I think she did adapt that. That's why
she's come back home with that.
Yeah, like I said, they specifically said that she doesn't need him anymore, and she gets to keep it.
Were just saying that as a way of saying you don't need this to know who you are anymore.
Yeah, that's what I.
Now you know who
I took
you are.
It too. But nah, that might explain why she still MIA.
I think she can go throughout in and out of dimensions now.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Cause you know what's gonna happen.
Would it though?
No, it wouldn't be dope. It's stupid.
You already know what's
gonna happen.
What
do you mean what's
what? Gonna happen? She's gonna be late. She on CP time. That's why she hasn't shown up yet.
She like Jesus.
Yeah. She like, I may not be there when you need me, but I'm always on time. No, you're not. No, you're not.
She going to get your boy.
Oh, George Foreman?
Yeah. Like somebody mentioned George. This, and maybe, no, you did, it was in a different scenario, but
yeah, you mentioned back it earlier. Because the Ori gives us like the time machine or some shit.
Yeah.
We knew he was coming back, so that makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go back and get him.
Mm-hmm. He apologized and everything, so yeah.
Yeah, I see you now.
He always be, he be real slick with it.
He got that game, bro. Boy. That 50s black
he be running
it,
man. Hey.
Black man. Aggressive 50s black man. I mean, I'm just saying, bro. He yeah, in the bed. He's like, what you looking at? My wife. I want my wife.
That's right.
That's some tight shit, bro. You roll over in the morning and say some shit like that with bad breath and all.
Boom. Is she on you with morning breath? That gotta be love.
And she moved a little booty back a little bit too.
A little hip booty. A little potamus.
You know that morning scoop.
Not
man.
The potamus.
You know that.
The morning scoop.
You know that morning scoop, boy. You roll over.
It's going down.
You know, I don't need coffee today.
I'm up, motherfucker.
But stupid. Hippolyta wasn't the only one who went through the portal. Tick did as well. And as he, well, at the end of the episode, we find out he comes back. He's the only one that comes back. And he tries to gather as much stuff as he can from that whole altercation. Because during the whole portal opening, they end up killing two cops. Or at least one of the cops, he might be in a white man's heaven at this point in his portal. He just threw him in there. He ain't never came back.
I forgot about him.
I don't know if he in white man's heaven, but he gone somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as Tick's gathering everything up, he leaves the graphic novel with Dana Freeman written all over it. And that takes us to episode 8.
Well, I will say this one last thing about the special effects. I feel like it was somewhat intentional. Going back to, cause it reminded me of some of the special effects that they had back in the day. And some of those sci-fi shows and stuff like that. So I kind of feel like it was somewhat intentional with how they were doing some of those. Cause it was very like cartoony, I guess. I don't even know how to describe it. Like with today's technology, they could have done a lot better, but with this whole Afrofuturism thing and shit like that. I felt like it was just kind of a bit of a nod to that. So
that could make sense.
Yeah.
Or it could be a real easy excuse.
Let's just go with me. Let's go with what I said.
It's like, that's like a Trump excuse for having, oh, I'm not really sick. Yes, you are, Mike.
We gotta just dive into the show, Mike. We gotta accept. We're already 8 episodes deep. Speaking of that, episode 8, Jigaboo. Or Jigaboo-boo?
Jigaboo-boo.
Yes.
That's what this episode
is
was.
Boo-boo because it's two. One is boo and the other boo. Like, because it was two of them running around.
It's really Jigabobo.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Bobo is Emmett Till.
I like Boo Boo.
This was the only, I mean,
so y'all brought it up. Emmett Till being part of, you know, Diana's crew and all that shit.
You know, good and damn well, they weren't going to go without having Emmett Till in this show.
We did.
Really? You
knew that?
Yes.
That was the last thing I thought.
Yeah, me too. Why did you think
that Emmett Till wasn't going to pop up in Lovecraft Country at some point?
Well, even when he did popped earlier. Up, I wouldn't have think that he was the little girl bestie.
This
we ain't seen that motherfucker nowhere in this show.
Yeah, he did. Mike pointed
he
out.
Was, he was
playing,
at the
He was playing the game Mickey with board. Them at the... Oh.
That's who it was.
Yeah, he had the little bolo tie and everything.
Oh.
Well, they didn't say that. They didn't say that.
They
did
showed
it?
The picture of him. I thought I did.
Remember, they was like, are you
didn't put it together.
You going to take a trip soon. Is it going to be good or bad?
Yeah, it's going to be bad. Yeah.
Oh,
wait, and who said that?
In the Ouija board.
Okay, when they're in the room and they're playing with the Ouija board and... Somebody said something about him taking a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And is it going to be a good trip or a bad trip? And the thing went to bad. And then it shows his face. And he's making the scary, scared black kid face.
Yeah, I don't be paying. Yeah.
But if you look at the outfit he's wearing, it's the same outfit from the famous picture that we have. Not the one when he was killed. The picture we have of Emmett Till with the little tie thing on.
I didn't even pay attention to that. Well, why would I pay attention to that?
But see, that's not the thing I was talking about like earlier. Like, your average person is not going to notice that shit.
Right.
But if I had posted that shit on Facebook, hey, oh, man, this show is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
It's really
They dumb. Had a group of people, and they said, which boxes do we want to tick off? Emmett Till, check. Random ass motorcycle black woman, check. And they just worked it in.
This black history, like your black history moment for this week.
Yeah.
But I will say this is the only episode out of this entire series that I've actually really liked.
Really?
It was good.
This episode was really good.
It was.
It was a different writer who did a good ass job. It followed a fucking story. It wasn't bouncing over in 13 different places. And the story was actually cool. And it was actually creepy. It was dark. It was interesting.
I did.
You jumped on this one.
The little girl scared the shit out of me.
The little
team one and team two.
Yeah, the way they had
them. Yeah, that shit was dust. Wasn't it?
Super dancing and shit.
Yeah, they did that really well.
That shit was scary as fuck. Like, that really was creepy.
Even the scene where, what's the sister's name again?
Ruby.
When Ruby was fucking, but she drank the
poison.
That
shit had me.
That had me. I had goosebumps. That was actually kind of deep though, because it was like.
Help me out. Why did they have to fuck his white people?
Why did what?
Why did they have to fuck his white people?
She said it.
Yeah. Okay, explain it to me. I didn't get it.
She literally said it though.
What she said, I just wanted.
She was like, because of everything I'm going, she's still hurt over the whole Emmett Till thing because of her relation to Diana. And she was like, I'm still hurting over that. Like, I didn't want to fuck you as a black woman because I'm fucking a white man. I don't want to be, I don't feel like being myself. Again, it's the whole point of being myself right now.
And why did the potion wear off as soon as she
it's
came?
Not that, it was supposed to be, again, this.
You said what happened? I said the woman man was giving it to her.
It was supposed to be this whole thing of she can be herself. It was like she didn't think she could. And then while it's happening, the white skin sheds off and she's just like, okay, this is me.
At the end of the day, you're still black underneath.
Exactly. It's corny, but all this shit is corny. I thought that it was done really well. Like it looked dope.
That shifting shit has always been dope from the jump. When they first did it, the way that shit happens is fucking
just
crazy.
Don't get their relationship. That's what I'm saying. Like I don't.
It's gotta be the nuts.
Like they have sex with each other. These two women have sex with each other as other people.
Right. Because they're both in a world that's not treating them in the way that they think they should be treated.
Oppressed. So
Christina. Yep. Wants to be a part of that cult or whatever, but she can't be because she's not a man. Ruby wants to do all of these things, but she can't because she's black. So then they found each other in this weird area while they're other people.
So are they lovers at this point?
Basically.
They don't even know.
I don't know.
I think that's they're lovers at this
that's
point.
That's what confuses me. It's like, I get that they get that each other lesbians? On a different level, but they
I think they're lovers. I don't think so.
I think this is like fucking Striking Vipers.
That's what I was going to mention. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is them in this alternate reality, and they found love in that way, but it doesn't necessarily.
Love each other, you get love.
I think love is leading
what do you
to
mean?
Love.
You think?
Absolutely. They both care about each other, but it's in this weird way.
A sponge bath and shit.
She damn sure was.
Yeah.
You don't date a black woman like that.
They're in a relationship. At this point,
but see, I disagree that Ruby and Christina are in a relationship.
I don't think that Ruby is interested in Christina.
Specifically said everything that came out of my mouth was real.
Right.
Everything William said, like those are my words.
But Ruby is not interested in women.
Not now.
But that's not a
woman. Yes,
it's a spectrum, Mike. Even in the '50s.
No, I don't. If that's what they're going for, then they're doing a shit job. But.
I doubt that's what they're going for.
I don't think that's what they're going for either.
Yeah,
what man has she been with?
It don't mean nothing.
With anyone else?
No, I'm just saying, I think they're playing into that. I think they're playing into their lovers. I kind of thought it at first, but now I'm really thinking that's what it is.
Because why would she only fuck with her when she's William? She doesn't fuck with her when she's Christina.
Not yet. We still got two episodes left. That means about three more sex
scenes. That's a good point, though.
But that's why Striking Vipers.
If that's what's going on, then that's fucking stupid.
Because to me, it's like when Christina did the whole Emmett Till reenactment for herself because she wanted to feel the pain that Ruby was talking about. I was like, you don't do that for nobody if you don't love
her. To Christina to Ruby, yes. Ruby to Christina, no.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
She's wearing on her.
She's wearing on her.
You let somebody bathe you, Mike, that you ain't fucking with.
So,
but women might do that before a dude might.
Not
like that, bro.
Well, it wasn't you fingering her or nothing.
She was kissing on her and everything, rubbing on her.
I didn't see no kissing.
Think about it like this. So think about the sequence of events. Like she came to her safety, got the police off of her. So she came to her defense there. I think did they hold hands walking in or some shit? They was like real close. Oh, they put their hands around each other, arms around each other, walking in. She got in. She gave her a sponge bath.
The world
and then they fucked afterwards.
You're still leaning more towards what I just said.
Okay,
Christina to Ruby, yes. Ruby to Christina, no.
Look how vulnerable Ruby is to Christina versus anybody else.
They're
in
a situationship.
They're in an entanglement.
There's something.
Entanglement. Yeah.
But I don't think the show is if it's going for what y'all are saying, it's doing a bad job because I have not gotten the impression one single time that Ruby is romantically interested in Christina.
You have a really good point there. I just totally forgot that she fucks her as the guy, right?
Every time.
Please, but yeah. But I think at some point she's gonna be like, no, I want you.
Oh, and that's gonna I want be you. Trash.
That's what they're gonna do.
That's gonna be trash. That's not even on the homophobe shit.
They're gonna say, yo, I don't want you to change. I want you.
But it's people. Not gonna make sense. Too. It's not gonna make sense.
Hold on, two conversations.
I know. But
what did y'all say?
I said I like the we like the complexity of them wanting each other when they're the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they strip that away and make them just a thing,
mm-hmm.
it kind of dumbs down the depth of that situation.
Kinda, but it's still depth because you have Ruby's relationship with Letty. You know what I mean?
No.
And that kind of puts her on one side. Like you could clearly tell that Ruby's going to go to one side leaning towards Christina. Versus being with her sister.
Well, yeah. That's teams as far as like the good and the bad.
Right.
But as far as sexuality, men, women, men, whatever.
Yeah.
Them just becoming lovers lesbian at the end lovers, of the day just kind of makes the whole situation okay.
They just role play. I take one potion.
But that's what they're doing now. That's kind of the point.
I'm saying they could do it. It doesn't have to go away. I'm saying they can still have that. I just think there's going to be one scene like Rob described where they're just themselves.
If it's one scene, okay, but... It sounds like we're saying that at some point they're going to just stop becoming other people and they're going to be themselves and then just going to fall in love or whatever. Yeah, that just seems hokey as hell.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Ken, what did you think about what's her name? Jihad coming to the crib.
Jihad,
Japop, the nine-tail fox.
Oh,
Kihu.
The Asian. Oh,
did you say who?
No, I didn't. No, I don't remember what I was gonna say. Before that, I liked that conversation that Ruby and Christina had.
About what?
Because Nay said she didn't realize that she was actually going through the pain that Emmett Till went through in order to feel that. So remember the conversation? She was like, mm-hmm. you don't care mm-hmm. about like, any of this. And she was like, I don't. That shit, like when she said that, I was like, that is so real because there are a lot of white people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you want to believe that they care and empathize with what's going on, but the reality is what she just said. You're like,
but I thought it was deeper when she said, and you don't either.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what I was leaning towards.
I was
too.
Like, mm-hmm. damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, that part hit way harder for me too.
Because that's all about that. Because why are you here? She was talking about something. I should be out there with them. Like, mm-hmm. why then? Why are you here, here, motherfucker?
Wait, why do you guys think that was deeper?
Because no, you go ahead.
No,
go. You'll forget.
All right, somebody go.
Just go ahead, Mike. You're going to explain it better than I would.
Probably
anyway.
Not, but I think it's because... I didn't know what I was going to say.
Okay. Well, maybe it come to you after I say.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a Jedi mind trick. I got him.
Go ahead. Did you get it? You lied like a motherfucker. You got me.
Good job. Good job.
Now I done fucking forgot my point.
y'all play too damn much.
Oh, man.
I thought it was interesting.
Why did it hit harder, Roderick?
Because I do think it's some black people out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That, you know... Shit. Oh, yeah. It actually hits harder. And the more I think about it, like how everybody could be like on Twitter going crazy. And then all of a sudden, a month later, it's back to normal.
That's exactly what I was going to say. See?
Okay.
That's exactly right. What I was going
to
say.
So let me add to that because I love that you said that because mm-hmm. we're going to go back to the sets and her
mm-hmm.
getting up as a woman, white face, so to speak. And when all of that stripped away,
mm-hmm.
she became black. So. It's like I said, you still black underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try to act this way and act white and ignore your community, but at the end of the day, you still a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, that's actually a good point.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that it just stopped there. I didn't even take it that step further because, you know, it is kind of a conversation that we sort of had on Is the Mic Still On?
Mm-hmm.
You know, about just in terms of trying to fight for our freedom and trying to hope that the people that's oppressing us would care enough to give us the freedom, and that's just not the case. Mm-hmm. So
see, I didn't even think about it that way. I thought about it really exactly what Rod just said, mm-hmm. which is like these people that think they're supposed to care mm-hmm. and they're supposed to act like they're mad, but deep down, are they really mad and do they really care?
Right, because if you was that mad, you would really, really do something.
You'd really do something about it, and you wouldn't be sitting up here with no white man trying to fuck.
Yeah. Right.
You wouldn't be in a bubble bath upstairs.
Or are you, is it that you should care, but is it that you really care, or is it that you just don't want the possibility that that could happen to you is more of your concern?
Than it's selfish.
Actually caring about the fact that this happened to this person.
Right.
Right.
Or also just going away from that environment to this person that you want to care. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, them not caring. So it's like, you're still trying to escape under the pretense that, you know, you care about this situation, so you want to go get the white people to care with you, mm-hmm. only to find out that they don't care, and then them to basically say, hey, but your ass don't either.
I didn't get that. So. I didn't get that she was really trying to get Christina to care.
No, she wasn't. She was running away.
And it didn't work. Because Christina was like, you full of shit too. I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah, so that was dope.
Right.
See, again, this is why this only episode that's actually been done.
They need more moments like that. If they're going to push this agenda like that, mm-hmm. that's how you need to execute it.
It's a different writer. They need to keep this person around because she did a good job.
You don't want the Afro alien?
No, you could have did that way more subtle than that. Way more subtle than that. That was so over the top.
This one was serious and it wasn't as hokey and goofy, and the fucking messages actually hit. Whereas all of these other episodes, except for the very first one, mm-hmm. all of the other episodes, the messages for me just did not fucking hit. But this one really, really worked.
And it was scary, and it was creepy, it was scary. Dark. Even when he put the spell on the little girl.
That was sick.
What is up with the spit on this show?
That was like a loogie. Like, that was a big one.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. But it didn't seem like that much last time.
That's slime. What the fuck is that?
He gave her a V8 slap. With a bunch of spit on his hand.
That shit stayed on her forehead, too. Like, it didn't dribble.
Yeah, like, it just stuck.
It was thick.
Yep. And
That was like one of them.
So, Naomi.
Yes.
Why was Letty upset?
With Jiha?
Both of them, it seems.
That's what I was wondering. Like,
get that bitch out of my house. She loves me.
You know damn well why she's a set kid.
She is before I meet her. Why the fuck is she in my face?
Because she got nine tails.
Exactly.
Some bitch you been fucking.
Some bitch you fucking with a whole bunch of shit coming out of ass. I can't do that.
Because she can't.
Oh, she got nine tails, huh?
Oh, wow.
What I'm going to be your ass?
I didn't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? You had never one time brought up you like tailing your ass. What kind of shit is that?
Like, I know this at my dining room table. Get the fuck out of here. She got to get out my house.
And she love you too? Oh, no.
Not even just one tail. You need nine of them.
You need nine tails.
He was like, what the fuck is you here for? You can't tell me nothing. And she was like, cause the bitch love you. Now get her the fuck out.
You see how he kept on trying to cut her off every time. She was like, whenever I climax with my,
he was like, get to the point. Hurry up. All right. Shit.
No, he acted his ass.
Sounds like, and after the first few days, we're like, come on,
what do you want?
Shit. That was some dirty shit.
Like, that's when he started acting like Montrose.
What was dirty?
Jihu.
Oh,
she was doing that shit on purpose.
She was, and let
him. She was just telling him.
Nah,
like,
she's honest.
The nigga ran off. She didn't get a chance to explain herself.
She didn't need to.
They have been on the phone every other episode.
Right.
Breathing and shit.
Send me a letter, motherfucker. You flew all the way here to tell my new girl?
No,
that I've been fucking?
She wasn't the new girl. She was just going to...
She did that shit on purpose.
To say what? To say I ain't never
to
had
say you gonna die.
She already told him that.
To remind him.
No, he didn't need a reminder.
She wasn't reminded on that nine tails.
Right.
She said it on the phone.
So it's like, why are you here to tell me what?
But like Nick said, this was before you. So why are you pissed off?
Man,
about
come
that?
On, Ken. You meet your so girl's you ex dude. Right.
He got nine dicks.
This nigga sitting at your kitchen table in your house.
Somebody, he got nine dicks.
Right. And he ain't telling you nothing other than I just had to tell you that I wanted to come tell you.
You're gonna start calculating in your head. You're gonna start calculating in his head. Like, wait,
how the fuck? Wait, hold on. He got nine dicks. You got three holes.
Mike, you know what the first question gonna be? They all the same size, or they all?
And don't you try to ask, well, who's better? Yeah. Who's better? The dude with the nine dicks.
And she ain't never said he had nine dicks. I had to find out from him that he had nine dicks. Get the fuck out of here.
You and that was your first? That? Your first was with a dude with nine dicks. You will never live up to nine dicks.
That's why she practiced. Get your ass out of here.
She mad as fuck.
I'll pack the shit up too.
I was just putting myself in tick situation, but like, right. That was before you.
We've all been in those. Like, maybe not you. I have been, because I'll be honest, I've met current girlfriends, ex dudes, and I might try to be cool, but in the back of my head, I'm like, man, you trying to be too friendly. Like, yeah, I like my shirt too. I don't want to talk about my shirt right now. No, I don't need you to buy me a drink. Get the fuck out of my face.
There was no reason for her to come.
No,
other than the fact that I love you and I want to see what's up.
And blow up your spot.
And you doing it at my kitchen table.
Was Tick rude?
All of y'all got to get the fuck out.
Was Tick rude to her when he was like,
Yes, that was fucked up. That what we had wasn't real.
Yeah, now get the fuck out of my house. That wasn't necessary.
He had to do something to, because Letty was right. She was in the earshot.
She had a knee-jerk reaction.
That wasn't cool.
Because he was lying.
He was.
Because he what?
He was lying.
Is he? What'd he lie about?
That shit was real,
he
bro. What her. They had was real.
Bruh, so that. He, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah
I get
lying,
that,
man.
But that's...
And she know.
Yeah. And that was his first.
Yeah, but you a demon. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that changes everything. That don't...
Did
that
not...
Bro,
it changed it.
My first was a demon too. Shit. I ain't changed nothing. Shoot.
Mike, you stupid.
Yeah. I do think that when Tick is angry, he'd say anything.
Child. Yeah, he like his daddy.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Well, who we think his daddy is.
Daddy but yeah.
His uncle.
Yeah, I felt bad for the Asian girl. I felt bad for Jihoo.
I did too when he said that.
Did you say dunkle? I just cursed. I just connected that shit.
But speaking of fathers, we get another, you know, a lot of good scenes between Montrose and Tick as far as them rebuilding their relationship. They had a conversation on the curb where, you know, Montrose is just telling like, well, the first thing that Tick is thinking about is like, did you cheat on my mama? And then
that was the first thing that came out of his mouth.
Yep. That would be the first question you ask.
Does my mama know?
Yep.
And yep. Did you cheat on her?
Yep.
And he said he didn't. He said he had desires, but he did. He held it back for her.
The question is, was he ever actually with his mama, or was she just a cover up?
A beard? What did they call it? A beard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he kind of said that, and I thought it was dope how he brought up the pastor and how he said, "I choose to live instead of being who I am." So, and there were. As you can imagine, a lot of people that live that way, which is why I think it's dope that they have the situation with the guy that owns the barge. You know, the barge. because that was the reality back then where, you know, a lot of people had to just kind of, you know, mask who they were in order to survive. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're already trying to live as a black man, and then you're trying to also live as black and gay, that shit ain't gonna work.
You gotta pick one.
Mm-hmm. Damn. You had to pick one. And, you know, so it was rough for white people being gay. So now you gay and black on top of that?
Yeah. Bro,
shit, hell nah. So I thought that was real, and I thought that was a real conversation, which, you know, I understand that people looking at this and they have the whole gay agenda and stuff going on, but what I liked is that there's this, you know, I hope that people walk away from this with this reveal and this understanding of what times were like. Mm-hmm. So with it having such a broad, basic general audience, there is a moment for it to also kind of educate and teach people as well.
Well, like y'all mentioned as well, these are timeless conversations, like you said, somewhat. Like, even though it's happening in the 50s, you could imagine that same conversation going the exact same way, mm-hmm. as far as the sun lashing out. And then, you know, and
basically what I'm getting to is that honest conversation looks ugly sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you have to get those thoughts and feelings out in order to hopefully get to that point of where Tick and Montrose got, where it's like, all right, we got a resolution.
Yeah, and I was wondering, like, what were you upset that he was gay, or were you upset that he may have been cheating on your mom?
It wasn't even that.
Both. I think it was both.
And then you add into the fact that he would beat him to make him not soft. So it's like, you're beating me not because of anything I'm doing. You're beating me because of what you're dealing with on top of all of that. So he just had a lot.
But then you also have to factor in the fact that he knows it's not his dad.
Does he know that?
But he always looks at him still like his dad. He'll never really say
that. Wait. Back that up.
Yeah, he read the book. He named his son George.
Well, I thought that was because we still don't know if George is his daddy.
Yes, we do.
We do now?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
I thought it was because his uncle did. You know what I'm saying?
He's his dad.
George said that they acknowledged the fact that George was his daddy.
We did talk about, a while ago, but we never had confirmation.
They didn't say it specifically, but they've given enough hints at this point that we're supposed to infer that that's not his father, that George is his father.
I actually didn't pick up on it until Naomi said that.
No, wait. Yes. He said he went to the future.
And came back with that book. And on the back of the book.
George Freeman.
I thought that was Tick's son.
It is Tick's son.
He named his son George.
Uncle Daddy. After the dunkle.
I don't think that's the reason.
And
he
also
though.
Said that the book had all of their family story.
Right. But they just changed the names. But and some of the genders.
The reason, I think he just had a closer connection to George, and it's not necessarily about biological.
Mark my words.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you, cause I, now that you mention it, I think you're right, but also just thinking about it, because he was the real father figure in Montrose, he didn't like his dad.
Yeah,
so
but
why
think
would you
about
name
it,
your dad after Montrose? Tick, I mean, your kid after Montrose.
Tick has said, and the show has shown multiple times that Tick's mother had a romantic relationship with George. What is the point of showing that? They could have made her fucking any old random ass Negro back in the fucking 50s. Why would they make sure that it was George? And then why would Tick have this relationship with George? And then why would George say what he said in the room?
Yeah.
Where he was basically like, you don't even know if that's your son. This show is too on the nose for them to throw that out there and not mean anything.
Yeah,
that I'm telling you, George is.
He did also
that's
say,
my daddy. George is the daddy.
George is the daddy, bro.
We can wait till Mari come out.
Hey,
he gonna tell Montrose you're not the father. Montrose like, oh, thank God.
That shit was funny though.
I didn't think I was anyway. Shit.
Hey Nick, and I was surprised you skipped over this. Remember, he was like, I'm still your daddy.
Boy, don't you ever disrespect me like that, boy. He took his shirt off and everything. Like, what's up? I might be gay, but I'm hard. I'm like, man, I don't think you want this. I think Tick might fuck you up.
I was
not Tick would beat his ass.
Tick might Willie whoop your ass, man. You might want to put your shirt back on.
Oh, yeah, he did get his ass.
And all I got Tick just snatched the damn flask from.
I love how Machos, you could tell when he halfway care, but then he's still Macho, so he'd be like, man, fuck you anyway. He always be like, look here, man. Go on, nigga.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny. This is a lot of Christina with a lot of different people making deals, which I didn't understand, because if y'all all trying to fight the same thing, like, why is Christina making a deal with Tick and now she got the key?
You talking about all the lame shit, bro. When you gonna get to the Jigaboo-boos? We've been talking for like 40 minutes. You still ain't talking about the main thing in this episode.
What's Jigaboo-boos?
The girls, honey. The Uncle Tom's cabin daughters.
I thought we already talked about that.
We have not.
It was mentioned, but.
We talking about, that was like the main focus of this episode.
I didn't really care for that part.
The black girl's trauma angle?
Yeah, I didn't really care for that part.
Oh, that's fucked up, Nick. I'm telling everybody. I'm tweeting right now.
I didn't care for it because it just seemed.
Nick said, fuck them kids. I'm tweeting it right
now. It didn't seem like it was necessary for the story. Like, we get to the ending part of this series, right? And we still have questions about Tick's family. Christina's involvement and all, and her master.
You don't
plan.
Want to hear about nobody else,
huh? Yeah, I'm just like, I get that's cool. I understand the historical complexities of it, but
Mm-mm-mm. It's like y'all had an issue with Hippolyta, but y'all was cool with
this was
Baby
way
Diana.
Better. This was so much.
It wasn't
better
a whole
done.
Episode. It'd have been different if they would have had a whole episode of these two girls chasing.
But
Diana.
She was just running the whole time.
But no. But man,
go
like
ahead, break it down.
Think about the fact that like nobody else even saw them. The only person that saw those little girls chasing her was D. And then like I thought it was brilliant when it got to the end part. And the cop, I forget his name, the racist white cop, mm-hmm. he's like, oh, she's dead anyway. Don't mm-hmm. even worry about it. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, you're thinking, okay, the jigaboo-boos are going to get her. And then it starts playing that Naomi Walker speech where she's like,
the black,
yeah, where she's like, black women are abused and attacked at disproportionate rates. Like none of that shit connected where it's like, nobody sees these people attacking this little black girl.
Nobody.
And she's left to fight for herself. I thought that shit was brilliant. You like, I didn't care about that shit.
Nah, I got it. I'm just saying.
You didn't care how it was done or?
I just didn't care about this. I'm trying to get to the story. Like, I'm still trying to figure out what's going on main story wise. The side stuff again, like, I'm
How many episodes are we in?
But we talked about
eight.
This.
This doesn't, it does it every episode. So it's like, why are you bothered? Like, still bothered?
I didn't expect it to be in episode eight. We only got two left. Like, this next review we do is done.
It's gonna be every episode. It's gonna be like this.
Even the last episode?
I bet you money.
Season finale gonna
probably. It's gonna be a whole story about the cop's son.
Why he half black?
Right.
No, I think the last is going to bring it all together. It's called.
I think this was the beginning of that.
Yeah, it's called Full Circle.
But what else did y'all think
about? Last episode was called
Full Circle.
About
the
Jigaboo? Yeah.
No, I will give you. It was creepy as hell. And I think that, yes, they are continuing to do these side stories. I like the fact that the side stories didn't take up the whole episode. I would have rathered if, like, the story of Hippolyta would have been more, like, in this vein where it was, like, up. Like, it was part of the episode mm-hmm. and not the entire episode. Mm-hmm. So I did like the way they did that. I guess the thing that threw me off with it was just the fact that it all stemmed from her being friends with Emmett Till, which threw me off. So it took me a bit of a minute to get back into it. But the little girls were, whoever the actresses were, the dancers or whatever, they did the damn thing with that. Mm-hmm. And them little girls was creepy as hell. I like the fact that they took it from that Uncle Tom's Cabin story and that character. Yeah, it was done well. It was done well.
The ice cream thing was dope. Like the whole thing about them, like, I didn't know this, but apparently black people in those days weren't allowed to eat vanilla ice cream. And if you look closely, when she first flips out and she starts throwing rocks at them, mm-hmm. they were eating vanilla ice cream. And she's like, what are you over here smiling about? There's nothing to be happy about.
And then she started kind of laughing and smiling herself.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think this episode actually did well with throwing those nuggets in there. Mm.
Subtly.
Subtly. And it still flowed as opposed to like, okay, yeah, I see what you're doing here. This is stupid.
Because, mm-hmm. yeah, they took a couple different angles with that. So, yeah, like you said, the trauma of little black girls, you can also think about the way the little black girls are caught up in sex trade and being snatched up left and right with nobody knowing where they are. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just not seeing the trauma of our black children. You could also see there was a bit of rage in it, too. So when she first saw the character in the book smashed the white girl's head in the mirror, mm-hmm. right? So to me, those girls represented the rage of a little black girl, mm-hmm. right? And so she's being chased by this anger. And then by the end of it, she's running into them angry and rageful and fighting with mm-hmm. them. So it's almost like her giving into the rage at a young age of everything going on around her.
And that's interesting, too, because in the preview for the next one, it's like she's giving in because she's starting to turn into those.
Yeah, yes. She's turning into one of them.
It's crazy. Yeah, mm-hmm. This one touched on a lot in subtle ways.
And then we were talking earlier about the Nightmare on Elm Street references. Mm-hmm. I caught one, Rod caught the other, and neither one of us caught the one that caught.
Right.
But when they show the little girls, the little white girls jumping rope in slow motion, that was obviously a reference to Nightmare on Elm Street. And then you
the one where you caught. Where you couldn't see them actually scratching her, but you see the scratches in real life. Yeah. That's a nod to Nightmare on Elm Street as well.
See, that shit was done well.
Yeah.
It was actually done well.
You actually have to dig in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again.
You
want
to get to the. You want.
Yeah,
get
I just.
To
I'm sorry. Well, I just.
You're not gonna get that story till the show is over.
Because like these episodes be hour plus, and I'm like, all right, what's really gonna stick for next week episode? Mm-hmm. But I mean, like I was mentioning as well, Christina's getting all the shit. pretty much. And it's getting to that point where we're figuring out, well, Tick already found out from that book that Mike mentioned that she sacrifices him to get the game immortality. So we kind of see how she's working Letty and everyone else around each other.
But wait a minute. So let's go back. So he got the book at the beginning of the damn episode. And so he knows from the gate that she's going to sacrifice him to get immortality. So then why the fuck was he going off on Jihad like he was? You already know what the fuck is happening.
But that book is
trying to stop it, though.
Yeah.
Because now he knows what happens, but he's trying to get the details of how it happens.
And she couldn't tell him shit.
She couldn't tell him anything. So he's just like, why the fuck are you here if you can't give me any answers? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Gotcha. Sorry.
And I'm also thinking, like, the book is, like Mike said, is a little bit off. He said, but there's so many similarities that some of it is true. So we don't know exactly how it'll play out. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that. I thought he was just saying because in the book they changed the names and the genders of the people, but he had to like really figure out who equals who.
No, I think what I was getting from it was like it was because he went into the dimension thing, so it wasn't their timeline. Same, you know how they talk about timeline.
I thought he just went in the future.
He did, but that's not his timeline still. So we don't know what exactly happened and how things have played out. If it's been to the exact point, like T, or is it just like loosely overarching? Like this, you and Letty have a baby. It ends up being a boy. Yeah, they can have another baby in a different timeline, but it could be a girl. You know what I mean? For the story that we're watching.
I didn't get that. Okay. I see what you're saying.
I was basically saying, like, yes, I think where we're getting to is that somehow, some way, Hippolyta's going to come back with George from the future.
Well, yeah.
Or like from the past.
And at some point, all right, forget it. Now I'm confused again, but it's getting late, so I don't care to try to figure it out.
All right. Any last thoughts for these episode 7 and 8? You guys like, it seems like you guys are warming up. It's growing on y'all.
It's 1 out of 8.
Well, so the ending.
Mm-hmm.
What was the ending?
Oh, yeah.
Montrose.
Montrose and Tick's spell work.
Yeah, I was about to say, you missed the whole.
Oh, the monster came out.
Yeah, he didn't know if it worked or not. And then, you know.
Was it a protection spell? Is that what it was?
I think that was on her. I think it's maybe on both of them.
So I know Christina did a protection spell, invulnerability spell on Letty.
Yeah.
But the spell that Montrose and Tick were trying to do, what was it?
I can't remember. It was because he said, "You feel anything?" He was like, "Nah." No.
I like how you end the whole incantation with funny. "Amen."
It was like, "You're like, shit, it ain't gonna hurt."
No, but I think it was something like that—a protection spell. He just didn't know how it was gonna happen. I thought some weird stuff was gonna happen to his body, like it was with Letty. But
that shit was dope how it came out of the ground.
At the last minute, and now I guess I don't know if he can just control that one or if he could control. Multiple.
Probably just that one.
He didn't even control that one.
I don't think he controlled. Yeah, it's not like he controlled it. It's more like a guard dog.
Because
he wasn't controlling him.
I think fucked him up.
That was actually kind of tight.
I loved how it just was fucking.
And then when the cop came through the window and the shit came like that.
That was dope.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
Yeah.
Oh, they like it, Nicholas.
See, I told you. Like, no.
We saw
it. They warming up to it though. Letty
was sitting there,
the
bullets bouncing around.
That was it. That was kind
of. Yeah, just chilling.
I didn't get that at first till you just said that. So I was like.
Oh, really?
I actually wrote that down in my phone to ask why the fuck bullets were popping off of her.
Oh, yeah. Yep. She had that spell on her.
Forgot all about that.
She was about to make a damn cocktail how comfortable she was.
She was chilling, bro. Yeah. I thought it was funny when that cop tried to walk in. He was like, all right, man, let's get out of here.
And I think she forgot that she had that spell on her as well. And then she was like, oh, yeah, that's right. She did put that spell on
Ruby made a good point. She was like, well, now he know.
And then even when, what's her name, Diana, confronted the cops, another very, like, in-your-face type thing about the cops being the bad guys in this whole thing.
Fuck you, pigs.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, D.
Yeah,
She had a hell of a loopy on his ass, too.
Yeah,
but he just spit on her ass. He spit on her back.
Yeah,
spit on her back.
But nah, man, I'm on board, man. Mm-mm. I'm on board. Oh, I'm on board. Yeah,
all the way on board.
Yeah, I am. Like this sealed the deal for me.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't like the hip. I still didn't like the Hippolyta one, but this last one
brought it back in.
Pulled me back in. I was like, all right, cool. Because you remember I was already in. I think Ken and I were in. Or whatever, and then I saw the I am when I was like, fuck, I think I'm out. And then I saw this one, I was like, okay,
Back in.
Yeah, that ending, like, especially that last 5 minutes.
Yeah, after I watched, because I wanted to watch from Benjamin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I watched it last weekend, I was like, fuck, I should have waited and watched them back to back. Because, yeah, I had that same feeling. I'm like, man, I got to wait a whole episode, a whole week to see if it's going to get back on track. Because, you know, my feeling as I finished that, I was like, okay, that episode just wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
So, Hippolyta. Mm. So I was just like, all right, they can have that one. That just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I'll just wait until next week. But, yeah, I'm on board, man. Like, I, yeah, I'm all in.
You think
I'm
going to stick the landing?
I'm all in.
I think they're going to stick it, too. I told Naomi, I said, I hope this really comes together at the end. I think it will. And then I saw the title of the last one because I was trying to see what time he's come on. And then the last one said Full Circle. So I was like, okay, yeah, they're going to bring this shit all the way around.
It's too, they may bring the main thing all the way around, but it's too many little side, like every single character has something a storyline.
It's just character development, though.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more than character development because there's little nuances in each story that you assume is going to tie into the main story in some kind of way.
It probably will, though.
I just don't see how they're going to be able to tie up all them goddamn loose ends.
Hippolyta, she knows she's going to.
What is Jihad going to, like, where is she going to come in? Like, she going
to. I think she's served souls out of somebody.
Yeah, I think she's done. Yeah. I think
so she
served.
Done? That's all that.
Yeah. Well, they already showed that. That's why I like that episode, because they already showed that she saw the future. And
she still got a soul to take.
Maybe that's Christina.
No, she already got 100.
No, she didn't get no 100.
He was like, wait a minute. Yeah, so you tell me that you slept with 100 men, da 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 da.
That's what it said.
Yeah.
I don't think so she got to 100 yet.
Yeah. Her mother. Yeah. She killed her mother. That's how I took it. He clearly said, so you slept with 100 men, and she confirmed.
So she's not a demon no more. She's a human.
I don't know.
See, I don't even know what was supposed to happen after she got the 100th.
Her daughter was supposed to come back.
Maybe that's her daughter. But I think the 100th was
he said 100.
The mom.
Well, she would have had sex with her, though.
Yeah, because
she would have sex with men. Yeah, it's the men.
Did
I thought I mean,
it seemed obvious to me when that episode ended that she was going to kill her mother.
I thought she was too, but she didn't. Her mom was willing to sacrifice herself for her, though. But I think
she killed her mama.
But either way, I think she done. I think hers. Yeah.
Her
character.
I think I think it already
served her
purpose. You know,
she don't need to come back.
She doesn't need to. Yeah.
Yep.
Let it end of that shit.
Yeah. So you better not come back. You or your nine tails.
Right.
Cut all them shits off.
Ruby's going to play a part. Like, I think they've already, like, did the character development now for these last, maybe not the last two. I think they're going to wait till the last one to just bring it all together. In some way, somehow, they're going to bring it all together.
I hope I end the series like, oh, man, that actually was really good. I'm not there right now, but I hope I am.
I got hope.
Yeah, high hopes. What about you? Can you all? Yeah,
I'm strapped in,
ready for the ride.
I'm in now.
I really think they're gonna bring it together.
Yeah. Y'all are tripping. I'm still fuck this show. Even though I like this episode, I'm still fuck this show.
Wait till we get to the end. Mike gonna be on. Like,
don't think it's gonna stick, bro.
Really?
Not at all.
I think it's gonna stick.
You don't have 7 episodes of random bullshit, then one episode that's actually done semi well, and then you bring it home in the last.
See,
two.
I don't think it's random. All of them got some pieces in them.
Yeah, but the pieces are too small for me to care.
I feel you.
I hope it sticks it, but then I'm going to look back and be like, okay, if you guys could have made the ending this well, then why'd you have the fucking first 7 episodes be so trash?
Yeah, there's some definite flaws in it, but overall, I think after 8 episodes, you know, with that last one, I'm like, all right, this has like all of the elements of television that I like, and, and it's just a mixture of all these type of genres and weird fucking things going on. So, you know, now I'm curious to see like how it's going to land. Like, where are we going with this?
Yeah. So. I've yet to like a full episode. I will say that I always have to get pulled back into an episode. I always get pulled in and out of episodes.
Yep.
But I end up back fully in by the end, except the I Am one. That's the only one that just didn't stick for me.
Well, any last thoughts, Mike?
Nope.
I'm still
fuck this
like
show.
Like I said, I'm still fuck this show. Y'all have one good episode.
All right. Well, the next recap will be our closing session for this series. Well, just for the season. We don't know. They might get a season 2. They probably already got greenlit for it.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, from the FPS podcast Reddit thread, shout out to Icefish J. They like our recaps. Most of them said that if it wasn't for us recapping, they wouldn't be watching. But they Icefish J.
Damn, that's dope.
Said, I appreciate you guys for reviewing this. I die laughing every review. I love how Ken's starting to come around.
I like Ice JJ Fish.
He's, I was about to say that they're in a singer.
Mm-hmm. We might have that reach. But all right, that'll do it for us this week. Catch us in a couple weeks for our 9th and 10th episode recap and our overall thoughts for the season. So that'll do us for us. We out. Peace.
Peace.